Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shove Radio Show. Crotch Shove Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippy, the whippy.
What's up, everybody? This is the Crotch Shove Radio Show with your host, Louie B. Today, I'm going to be doing something I haven't done in a while, news and commentary. Yes, which means I probably didn't do any fucking show prep. So that's why I'm just going to read you friggin' articles and try to crack jokes about them like this was the crackheaded form of the Daily Show. Except I believe 9/11 was an inside job done by Donna's people, the Jews. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, wait. Alright, welcome to the Crotch Table, where you, put your testicles on the table and we smash them. Ah! Goodness. So anyways, yeah, I'd like to thank, yo, what's up, man? We got a whole bunch of people in the chat room. I'd like to thank you for joining us today. Well, joining us today. If you guys want to call in, you, just hit me up on Skype, Crotch Shot Radio. And, I will add ye to thy call. So, let's just get started with, some Big Brother happening across the river in Jersey, the dirty Jersey. Near New Jersey County tracking homeless with biometrics. Oh, goodness, this is from GovTech. Bergen County, New Jersey, which is about 45 minutes away from Brooklyn, has dealt with one particular dilemma for years. The Department of Human Services, DHS, needs to estimate how many homeless individuals receive services such as food, medicine, and shelter. So what they do is they jam a fucking GPS stick up their asses like they're fucking bears. They tag them. Instead of really helping them or trying to, like, fix the economy so that way there's less fucking homeless people because they would have jobs and homes and shit. And then they wouldn't be homeless no more. No, they fucking tag them with GPS on their ears and just, you know, say, alright, you're free. And also this kind of helps with the, with tracking them, let's say if they like freeze to death. So that, you know, cause really you don't want to see a dead homeless person. That really brings you down. It brings you down. I know it makes me sad. No, it doesn't. It makes me giggle like a schoolgirl. Say, ha ha, loser. Anyways. Yeah, but many people served by the department don't have accurate forms of identification. Yeah, because, you know, we need to know who the hell you are. We need you to identify yourself. Because it doesn't matter that you don't got nothing to your name. We need to know who you are, so that way it'll be easier for us to find you and control you. And without a precise tracking system, the DHS, or Department of Homeless Services, Human Services, might have erroneously counted one person who visits the shelter 10 times. For example, as 10 different people visiting once. Yeah, because you know what? When you're talking about hungry people, you only want to feed them once a day. You know, let's just say, you know, they look like a fucking Auschwitz victim. And they're fucking starving. Yeah, maybe you don't want to give them that extra pork chop so that way they can, like, kind of survive another day or two. If they can't, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, we got to count them once so that way we could cut it off. Say, no, Stinky, you had your fill. Get the fuck back out on the street where you belong, you derelict. So, crotch transparency, yes. Be sure to check out the Nut Crush Chippin'. Ah, yes. Before I continue, if you like this show, and you want to help us out, you know, none of this money goes to me. Contributions are not tax deductible. Just hit the chip-in that you see where it says ITS Radio Network. It helps the station. I don't touch the money, so, you know. But if you want to help me directly and then also help the station, because I will end up give a cut to the station so that way they can keep going, so that way the show keeps going, check out CrotchOutRadioShow.com/store. And just click on some of the advertisements here and also, you know, buy something, please. You know, the answer to 1984 is electronic cigarettes. That cost $49.95. So, help me. Alright, so back to this article here about homeless people because they need to be tracked, you know, because there is a limit to what we will do to help the homeless. Because if you're not gonna fix the real problem, the real cause of homelessness, or really use the real cure for homelessness, you know, it's best to know where they are so they stay away from the people with homes. Because, you know, you don't wanna be reminded of the bad shit. You just wanna be able to, so it's like, get it together, bum, you know? Come on. Like, step over them and, you know, here's a quarter, go fuck yourself. Yeah, it's really, you know, this really just shows how non-compassionate this fucking society has become. That you know, someone's down on their luck because something bad happens, or they have, like, a fucked up childhood, so their brain is fucked up. Or they freaking fought for your rights, or so they thought they were fighting for your rights, because as we know, most wars that America has ever got into was total bullshit. But the fact of the matter is, they sacrificed themselves. But hell, you know, it's like, oh fuck it, get it together, faggot, or come on, you know, it's you know, I mean, if you ever, and this is how you freaking gauge it, I mean. Let's say some guy comes up to you, he's asking for money. What you do? You look away. Like he doesn't exist. He or she doesn't exist. If you ever done that, you're a scumbag. I'm sorry. And you know what? And I'm talking about myself, as I said that, because there were times like, hey, I don't got any change, and I'm not gonna go and give this guy a whole dollar. I'm ashamed to even say that, but fuck, I'll be the first one to admit it. You know, or you'll think, you know, this guy is probably just going to use this to buy a drink. And you know what? You know what? Really, if you really think about it, so fucking what? Give him a goddamn dollar. If he buys a beer, God bless him. If it helps him to forget the hell that he's in. Oh, he's going to do it to buy drugs. So fucking what? You know, I mean, if I have it and I can spare a dollar, you know, or 50 cents or whatever, just give it to the fucking guy. Because, I mean, this fucking system, man, it's like, what the fuck, man? It's just like, okay, we gotta track you now. We gotta spend trillions of dollars to put, like, fucking GPS, like, between your balls, like you're some sort of fucking, you know, you know, like there's some sort of fucking a goat that, you know, you gotta fucking put a GPS fucking system all up in your ball sack, so that way they're, you know, so that way we can track their fucking migratory habits, or, you know, notice when they're fucking about to have, like, bum sex, you know what I mean? Oh, they're getting aroused. Oh, well, we gotta check the you know, the mating habits of the American bum. I mean, come on. I mean, that's why I wanted to really talk about this, because this shit is, you know, there's no compassion anymore. You know, and I know Chris is going to say, oh, he's acting more loving. No, fuck that. I hate seeing freaking homeless on the street as much as the next guy. But, you know, instead of fucking shooing them away, you know, California, really cool to the homeless. California, really cool to the homeless, you know. Oh, shit. All right, this is the crotch table. We're going to discuss, you know, we're just going to talk like a fucking gaggle of faggots right now, you know, as we talk about bullshit, and we're gonna discuss people, you know, talking bad about us, because, you know, we're so cool and shit, and we're gonna, you know, we're against one group one day, and the next day we're against another. Oh, wait, hold on, I got a call. Bitch. God damn it, Louis B, who's causing infighting, just called me a bitch. Oh, you know that he's fighting with what he's fighting for the he's fighting with the New World Order. He's not fighting against the New World Order by calling me a bitch, because it's infighting. Because I absolutely don't do no fucking activism myself. I just like to call people and yell at them. That's what I do. That's my activism. But I don't really educate nobody. Welcome to the crotch table. React to me. I'm Rev Gay. Come on. Just Luis COINTELPRO, all he does is prank phone call people. He's hilarious, though. But, you know, but Louis actually goes out on the street and tries to educate people. Shit, I fucking hop on a fucking 1 hour train ride to fucking Jersey just to fucking try to help out. Oh, yeah, I'm a fucking scumbag. Alright, anyways, enough about me. Next story, again, under the no shit file. You probably already heard about this. If you haven't, then you're underneath a rock. Probably already every 9/11 Truth show has covered this already. And it's like, duh. Duh, it was gonna happen. No charges for CIA tape destruction. You know, the tapes that, the no CIA personnel will face criminal charges for destroying videotapes of harsh interrogations of terrorism suspects. Yeah, you don't want to hear tapes of them singing. Actually, we actually have one of the tapes. We were able to rescue one of the tapes. Me and Pat Bush crime family, we went into Langley, and we were able to get the tapes of the, one of the interrogations on, they were interrogating this guy called Habib Ali Ahmar, and they were torturing real bad, so this is basically, what we were able to get, so, here. Just terrible. Terrible. Just a, you know.
When I was young, I knew everything. And she a punk who rarely
ever this is not humane. Now I'm getting humane.
Sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping baby's breath when I see Shauna.
You know, and imagine that. Poor Mahmoud Malmar, they're just, but does he have the documents to back it up? I don't know. What, the recording is not enough? So anyway, me and Bush Crime Family were able to rescue that from Langley, that tape wasn't destroyed, so. Yes, that's a Crotch Hat Radio Show exclusive. So anyways. Yeah, anyways, back to the article. No more shenanigans. Cut the shenanigans. The U.S. Justice Department said on Tuesday, while the decision will span the CIA and the Obama administration, the potential backlash and embarrassment that the trial could have generated, another federal probe continues into possible abuse of detainees by CIA personnel. Yeah, you know, again, we got the tapes. Just terrible. It's terrible. Terrible.
When I was young, I knew everything.
This is just.
And she a punk.
Terrible. It's just terrible. We can't be doing that to people. People, they're human beings. I mean, really, if I had to deal with that, I would rather get punched in the face than deal with that for 6 hours. I can't not laugh. Okay, well, see. Amy finds torture funny. Amy finds it in the chat room. She says, I can't not laugh at this. Okay, well, you know, you find torture funny. I mean, it's up to, you know, hey. They're probing with Louis. Yeah, well, we can't be having that. So, in fact, I really should have got the other tapes, but. Actually, wait a minute. We got other tapes going on. But anyways, let me finish this article before moving on. Yes, another federal probe continues into possible abuse of detainees by CIA personnel. The videotapes probe was launched in January 2008 by the then U.S. Attorney General Michael Mukasey after revelations that the CIA in 2005 had destroyed hundreds of hours of videotapes of the interrogations of terrorism suspects Abu Zubaydah and Abdel Rahim al-Nashari. Yeah, they destroyed the videotapes, but we got the audio CD. You will talk. Tell me where the other terrorists are. I'm Jack Bauer. Listen to this fucking song. Tell me everything you know. I will not tell you anything. You. When I was young, I knew everything. Okay.
Is she a punk who rarely ever takes advice?
Oh, shit, no. Now I'm getting
stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor.
Yeah, see? It probably will work. So someone submitted to the freaking American Idol fuckers from. So yeah, we got that. Yeah, so not to make light of the situation, it's definitely horrible that you know. But seriously, obviously they're going to hide evidence. Obviously they're destroying evidence. Obviously they're not going to get in trouble with it. Obviously this is a cover up. Obviously. I mean, they did the same thing with the tapes with evidence of 9/11. The CIA just, oh, well, we don't need this anymore. Goodbye. I mean, is this any real surprise anymore? It ain't surprising me. It's just like, really? Okay. Just. A lawyer for a former head of the CIA's clandestine branch, Jose Rodriguez, who is believed to have made the decision about the tapes. Oh, great. I hope his ass is Dominican, because he's Puerto Rican. We're fucked. Yeah, I hope nobody looks at that. Alrighty. Hey, who wants to call in? Anyways, okay. So, okay, what else we got going here? Do I really want to go into this right now? No, I want to spend a little time on that before the break. Ah, here's to make somebody happy, and hopefully we got Rupert here, Mr. Super Trooper, who likes to do pot news. So, we got some pot news. There you go, see? See? I steal his bit. I stole Rupert's bit. Yeah, listen to Rupert's show, you know, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. here on Irritate the State. You know, it's an interesting show, so give it a chance. So, yeah, again, we got some pot news. There you go. Stealing his bit. Sing some Cure. All right, well, I'll sing some Cure after this song, and since we got a request in the chat room, because hey, I like fulfilling people's requests, except certain ones. Anyways, activists trying despite rejection in California, despite California's rejection of a ballot initiative last week that would have legalized marijuana for adults in the state, Colorado activists are moving forward with a legalization effort of their own. Some of the top names in the national legalization movement met in Denver over the weekend to discuss the prospects of legalizing marijuana after the failed attempt in California. Also on Saturday, activists met with students at the University of Colorado at Boulder to energize their efforts in drumming up support for the for legalization. Mason Tavert, who actually we've had on this show, we actually had Mason Tavert on this show, we interviewed him, of Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation, a pro-legalization group, believes Colorado will now become a main focal point for efforts to legalize marijuana. Tavert's group is planning to run an initiative on the 2012 Colorado ballot that would legalize marijuana. Tavert said he was upset that the legalization ballot initiative had failed in California. However, he believes the initiative was a massive net gain because it sparked a major national debate. Tavert added that Colorado is a much different state than California and credited his group's efforts with the helping convince many people that marijuana is a safer drug than alcohol. Additionally, Los Angeles banned almost all medical marijuana dispensaries, while Denver grandfathered in approximately 200 medical marijuana centers. The most important thing is that Colorado isn't California, Tavert said. It's a different political climate, also has different climate in regards to marijuana. Tavert believes that having Democrat John Hickenlooper as governor will be better for legalization effort than Governor Bill Owens, the Republican who was in charge when Safer previously tried and failed with legalization ballot initiative in 2006. However, Hickenlooper was generally dodged questions about marijuana and has stopped far short of advocating for the drug's legalization. Well, see, they're still fighting. They are still fighting. You know, it's really about time. Just legalize it. Time to recognize it. You know, we need pot farms. You know, with pot soda and you know, pop shrimp, pop burgers, pop fries. You know, bubba pop shrimp scrimps. Bubba Gump pot. Yes. It's delicious. Good, let's do... What? Louis is definitely more than... What? So anyways, before we go there, since I've been requested, this is me singing The Cure. Pop Rocks.
Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am home again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am whole again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am young again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am fun again. However far away, I will always love you. However long I stay, I will always love you. Whatever words I say, I will always love you. I will always love you. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am free again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am clean again.
I fucked it up.
However far away,
see Casey, this is what you get.
I will always love you.
It is.
However long you stay, I will always love you.
Yes.
Whatever words I say, I will always love you. I will always love you.
There you go, Casey. That was for Casey. He requested that I sing The Cure. So if you have any other requests. Yeah, we got 2 minutes before we go to break. I'd like to thank everyone for listening today, man. It's fun. It's Tuesday, having a fun time. Hold on. Talk. Tell me your secrets, bitch. Actually, imagine you're on a date. Imagine you're on a date and your chick won't give up the vag. Open up your legs. Open it. I bought you dinner in the movie, damn it. If you don't have sex with me, you're gonna have to listen to this for 6 hours. That's right. When I was young, I knew what I do it. We'll be right back. This is a Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, wants to the trenches, suit up for.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
Put down that Dr. Pepper. You're listening to Irritate the State Radio Network. This is Alternative of the Alternative Radio. Do you want to irritate the state and unplug yourself from that long matrix parade leading to disease and medication by staying healthy? The natural herbal extracts, super green foods, and essential oils move you to a healthier body that is strong and resistant to diseases. With good health comes higher energy and clearer thinking, thus becoming a threat to the new world order. Choose to stay healthy and refuse to take their soft kill weapons. Go to theherbprof.com to get your hands on these great products and launch a herbal revolution in your life. Again, that's theherbprof.com and start living the natural path. That's theherbprof.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you create for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCS69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on irritatethestateradio.net. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Yeah, what's up? This is a Crotch Shot Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a bit, and I hope you enjoy this. This is going to be hilarious. So, oh. This is going to be a surprise one. Hey, how you doing? Hello? Aw, he hung up. He keeps hanging up. Why do you keep doing that? Geo. Oh well. Gio doesn't wanna come in. I was just trying to call Gio because I was about to do this story and I thought he would wanna comment on this story with me, but I guess he doesn't wanna be my friend anymore. He just wants to accuse me of stealing shit now. Well, his girlfriend wants to accuse me of stealing shit, so. Suck it. Alrighty. Alright, anyways, here's the story. Girls now reaching puberty at age 9 thanks to chemicals in the food supply. This is from Natural News. The average age of puberty in girls is now 9 years old, and a phenomenon increasingly being blamed on the rising obesity and exposure to hormone-disrupting pollutants in the food supply. The study was conducted in 2006 by researchers from the well-renowned Department of Growth and Reproduction at University Hospital in Copenhagen, Denmark. The researchers found that among 1,000 girls, the average age of breast development was 9 years and 10 months, a full year earlier than when similar study was conducted in 1991. We are very surprised that there have been such a change in a period of just 15 years. A researcher, Anders Juhl, said. Yeah, you know, I mean, this really fucking disturbs me and really pisses me off because, actually, when you go around, when you're walking around, there are a lot of these girls, they look like they're 26 nowadays. And they're built like they're grown women. And then, you know, it's getting harder and harder to tell the difference between little girl and grown woman. And especially the way these laws are, that even talking to a chick that's underage, you know, even if you think she's of age, you know, could get you thrown in jail or put on a sex offender registry without any type of, judge, jury, you know, what's that called? Due process. Oh. Alrighty. Thank you, Mikey. Thank you, Mikey. Mikey just said, oh, don't worry, those girls can get a logo for under $50. Yeah, but I'm just saying. It's like, for example, there was I was going someplace, saw this girl coming up. I thought she looked like she was my age, no joke. I was about to say something till I saw her fucking student Metro card. The Metro card is a special card that they give students, you know, to get to and from school via the buses and the trains. So that way, due process, yes. Yes, due process. Fucking asshole. So, you know, and then I'm like, what the fuck? Really? Really? It's just very upsetting. And now, as we guys that don't like, you know, don't fuck children. I mean, if you're, you know, seriously, if you're having, like, if you're going after, like, 18-year-old chicks even, yes, they're legal, but they're dumb. They really are dumb. It's like already fucking a chick, a little girl. I mean, really, it's just about the same. It's about the same. All right, we got someone that wants to call in. Let's see, if he wants to call. He wants to call in, Mikey. Michael.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, if you're not interesting, I'm kicking you off. So be interesting now. And
I don't know how exactly you want me to be interesting. I'm just wanting to say that it's a very, very sad thing when you've got girls having their period at 9 months and, I mean, 9 years and 10 months old. And you're very right. The distinction gets harder and harder to tell who's of age and who's not due to the hormones in the food. You can't tell anymore.
Nah, I mean, it's gotten to the point that the only way you're safe is if the chick you're dating is already retired and in a wheelchair. That's the only way you can make sure.
It's to the point where you say, well, before you ride this ride, you got to show me ID. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and how's that romantic? I mean, seriously, he's like, can I see your ID? You can't even go by the fact, well, she's in a club, because that could be a fake ID. She could give you a fake ID. And you're still going up the river. But I checked ID. Oh, well, did you count the rings? Did you tell her the age like she was a tree or something? Plant life, you know?
Just really, really strange. And you see them pushing these things, even as jokes, on television, and they push the issue so that people go and actually do these things and they get jailed.
Yeah, and also doesn't help that we got Disney and Nickelodeon like over sexualizing these little girls. I mean, look at Hannah Montana pole dancing and fucking giving guys lap dances and freaking, you know, and also all these scandals where you see them, you know, well, of course, they're of age, so that doesn't really, you know, like, what's her name,
Hutchins. They say that they were just trying to, that they put that up there so she wouldn't fall off or something like that, but they had the option to give her a flatter surface. So, I mean, that's not an excuse.
Why does she have to be riding on a fucking thing like that, though? I've never seen an ice cream cart with that with a pole like that. That's not realistic. There's no continuity. So you know what they were trying to do. You know, they let them dress like that, and you know they make girls over sexualized, and then they, oh, look how convenient, we're gonna make clothes like that for 9-year-old girls. We're gonna make them look sexy. It's like that article that I saw, freaking Disney fucking lingerie.
Well, all you gotta do is, and I don't like going there often, sometimes I'll go to the mall to go to the bookstore or something. But I mean, you just go to the mall, and you see how those girls are dressed, and it's just a sad thing.
And since they look like adults, it's like, you see them reading, you want to approach them, and it's like, I'm 15, you creep! I'm like, what?
Right, they've got eyeshadow on, they're shirts or places they don't need to be.
So, I mean, it's like, it's really, you know, it's the thing, it just makes, you know, and I'm just going to be selfish about this, it makes men's lives so much harder. I mean, if you're a parent and you have a daughter, keep them looking like little girls as long as possible. Do not give in. You know what?
People call me trouble for this, but you know what? If I had daughters, they'd be wearing looser shirts and skirts. So, you know, skirts would go down. They wouldn't be high up. But
well, forget makeup. I mean, look, the only time they should really be thinking about wearing makeup is 16. And even then...
Do you see what makeup does to a girl's face?
No, what does it do?
I mean, try... Okay. Look, if you ever see a woman who regularly wears makeup without it on her face, it's just creepy. I mean, you could tell it's done something to her.
Well, hey, look what it did to Jezebel in the Bible. She ended up falling out of a fucking window. It was hilarious. Getting eaten up by dogs.
Yeah, she had that coming. But...
Yeah, well, hey, she had it coming. Jezebel, she had it coming, Michael Hutchinson. I'll quote you on that.
Okay.
All right.
Tribute that quote to me. I mean, it's not these girls' fault. I mean, look at the role models they have. Look at the artists, the music artists they look up to, the things that are being said in the songs. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. Some of the music you hear them listening to at such a young age, it's surrounding them. Not only that, but you deal with the subliminal aspect in the Disney movies and things like that they got when they were younger.
I mean, going with music, I actually saw this YouTube video where a lot of there's a lot of misandry going on in the music, where it's just a huge disrespect to men is put. You know, when Beyonce's song "A Single Ladies Put a Ring on It" came out, I was like, okay, so if I don't friggin' decide, if I don't allow you to force me to friggin' ask you to marry me, you're gonna go out and cheat on me? Is that it? Okay, so you want to rush the issue of marriage, which is still a sacred institution, and you want to put a ultimatum. Okay, fine. If I don't marry you within a set point, you're gonna go and be a whore. Yeah, that's gonna make me want to marry you. That's what I want to marry. I want to marry.
Those are the type. Those are the types that you know that they're going to run out on you if you do marry them.
Yeah, they're the ones that like, oh well, you couldn't buy me that China set, so you know I fucked your friend. I you know, or you couldn't provide me this, so I went out with my guy friends and I got turned.
You didn't have enough time to run by the store and get a bag of potato chips, so you know I fucked your brother for a bag of potato chips.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, you don't show me you care by you know you going off to work and allowing me to stay home and freaking sit on my ass and watch fucking Jerry Springer and Jenny Jones and fucking Ricky Lake. You know, it's... you don't show me you love me by providing a roof over my head. So I went and, you know, hit up Jamal and Mandingo and, oh, by the way, you're going to be a father, but the kid ain't yours, but you're still going to pay child support because that's the law!
And to the ladies out there, yeah, there are men who run out. But at the same time, it's an undeniable fact. When you watch television, is it the women who are being put down, or is it the men?
I mean, I always make this sense. It's like, oh, well, men are bad too. Some men are bad too. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? There's already 50 billion other shows that constantly put men down. And then these are the same shows that preach that all men, no matter... How they were raised are all potential rapists.
Oh, I know that. It's like you were saying one day where you were just at the park sitting on the bench and you know you had the kids coming by and they grabbed them like you were some type of pedophile or something.
Well, no, I was studying. What happened was I was studying for a test to advance myself in the park because it was a nice day, and I find that I focus better in direct sunlight. So I'm just here eating chips, drinking my shoulder pop, just relaxing and studying, and apparently two police officers came over. And they were asking me what I was doing in a public park. That I should move because apparently I'm making the parents nervous.
Well, it's a public park. Undoubtedly, your tax dollars went to that park. And
yeah,
it's
but
public, you know, property. It belongs to you. So you have the right to sit there.
Exactly. And again,
you should ask them what type of crime am I committing?
You know that old saying, those with the guns make the rules. So I already saw the other guy, put his hand on his holster, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to win this argument, aren't I? No, all right. By your sheer numbers and by the fact that you guys are armed, and apparently you view me as a threat because I have a fucking math book. Yeah.
One time I got... this would cause people to laugh at me, but one time I got harassed because... A couple years ago, someone was wanting me to go through something in the Bible with them, mm-hmm. and where I lived at the time, there was not cell reception, so I had to drive somewhere to get reception. It was at night. I was in the Dollar General parking lot, not breaking any laws, but, you know, it was closed down, and I was just there plainly with my Bible open, just talking on my phone with somebody. And they came, like, harassing me. What are you doing here? You know, we've been... You know, how do we know you're not robbing this place? And I said, what do I look like I'm doing? So, I mean, that's a bit more reason for suspicion than your...
What you gonna do? Hold up the register with the Book of Deuteronomy?
Yeah.
Thou shalt not kill... Fucking Exodus. The book of Exodus, the book where proven that the Jews caused the economic collapse of Egypt.
I don't go with that theory. I accept the Old Testament, but...
Exodus is Old Testament.
Yeah, I accept it. That's my point. I accept it as scripture, and I don't think they were trying to huckster them up. My thing is that I focus on is what they did after they went into Babylonian captivity and the things that they came out with.
What does that have to do with the price of rice in China right now?
Well, my only point is I don't say they were trying to do anything funny in the books of the Old Testament because I do accept those as scripture. But just one film by somebody, his name's Ted Pike, it's called The Other Israel, and it goes into the issue a bit more. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know, have you seen the video of me getting attacked by a feminist at the New York City marathon?
No, post me a link if you've got one, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay, well, that'll be later. All right, next article. I'm sorry, somebody's saying next. All right, next article we got here, and this will probably cause more suicides of gay people. San Jose police want access to private webcams to help fight crime.
Excuse me, sir. Do not stick your penis in that rectum. That is against the law.
Yes, on Friday, October 29th, 2010, San Jose Police Department will host a press conference at the Police Administration Building. The SJPD will be announcing support for private sector collaboration between two technology companies, CrimeReports.com and Logitech, and how their collaboration with the city can support a shared public safety goals among community members. The SJPD has been using the Crime Reports application since 2007, and the new neighborhood central application includes progressive new tools for registered end users to help improve awareness, engagement, communication, and shared crime prevention issues. Neighborhood Central also includes functionality for end users to register personal security video cameras, such as state-of-the-art Logitech devices, as crime prevention assets. So yeah, you know, you're on the job. You know, you're talking on, you're talking with your twin flame on Skype, and you got the cops watching you as you're doing the jacking, you know.
That would cause me to have something I did once a day called Police TV, in which I talked about them doing that, and I would disconnect my webcam for the rest of the day and run a program called Fake Webcam and rebroadcast that 24 hours a day. So that way, you know, when they're watching it, you know, if they're honest people, they can be informed, and if they're not, you can annoy the shit out of them. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, hey. Hey, Chris, I'm calling you right now. I'm going to call Chris Geo right now, because apparently he has something to say. With 5 minutes left to the show, I wish I would have seen that earlier.
Notice nobody answers phone.
You have reached the voicemail box of 2149.
There we go. Oh, well. Apparently, I...
I'll have people call me, and I call them literally 30 seconds after I miss the call, and, you know, they don't answer.
Just yeah. Really... yeah, apparently there's some... actually, this is not infighting. It's, basically, Chris Geo, I don't know, he couldn't get a special person to lay down biblically with him because she refused, and apparently that set him off. That set him off, and now and then he calls me. He called me one time saying that this person tried to. Say that somebody that she gave my information to someone that Chris Geo gave me the number to prank, and yeah, no.
Well, I used to have a buddy that would. I mean, he was nuts. He had this program that could make it look like another number other than himself was calling. And he would connect me and use my number and call police departments, all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I mean, this, Geo, you know, you sold me out to this dude. You gave this dude my information. I mean, thank you very much for that. You know, and then call me and say, oh, you know, she gave you the number to J-Han, Chris J-Han. Oh, my God, like, really, like, Geo, like, I wouldn't know you did that to me. So, I didn't dump my friend of 2 years who never lied to me to just follow you.
Well, and by
then,
the way,
his ex-girlfriend starts releasing information saying, you know, that, oh, he's into kiddie porn and he's into, you know, stuff like that. We didn't make it up. I didn't make it up. His twin flame said that twin flame was telling everybody that he likes pedophile porn.
Oh.
It's like yo, I mean, if your own girlfriend is popping off like that, that's something you need to bring up with your girl, not us. That's your house. You gotta clean up your house. You know, and then don't go around pissing people off, and then, you know, have your girlfriend go around telling people shit, and we're not gonna listen? It's like, word? Chris is like that? You freaking, and then you and Cherie both had the nerve to try to lie to me, piss on my shoes and tell me it's fucking raining? Nigga, I'm from Brooklyn. You know, I was taught not to deal with bullshit at 6 years old. Goodbye, everybody. This is the Crack Shot Radio Show. See you tomorrow. Fuck the haters. Baby,